Welcome back to the Jason Rancho on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. The city of Snohomish has seen some demonstrations since over the weekend, and video that was posted online shows some scuffles between counter-protesters mixing it up with some of the members of the Black Lives Matter protest, which included high school students. In one video, one of the counter-protesters, an adult, punches a teenager in the face. In other cases, some of the counter-protesters were carrying a Confederate flag, leaving some wondering whether or not they're the ones looking for trouble. Or maybe we don't have all the details to the story. Joining me on the line to give us the details is the mayor of Snohomish, John Kartak. Mayor Kartak, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for having me on the show. There's better circumstances I would rather be interviewed by, but this is just one of those things where I would like to set some of the record straight, and actually much of the record straight. I won't be able to speak to every single issue because there's ongoing investigations, but I would really like to straighten out some stuff.
Well, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay, very good. So we had on Sunday afternoon a situation where there was a threat, and the threat was against our city, and that was by the Emerald City Antifa. There was a social media post that was put up and then taken back down. It was noted, and my police chief called me Sunday afternoon early and ordered me to meet at the emergency operations center that he was activating. And as soon as I got there, there were over 50 officers there waiting in queue for the situation as it may unfold, that they would be ready to converge on where the problem area. And so the emergency operations center is at the fire station just north of, on the north end of town. Anyway, there was a bus. Officers were ready to converge if necessary. Based on some conversations I had with my chief, we both had decided that we didn't want to make the massive presence down on First Street because there's no sense in giving credit where credit's not due. The Antifa is a group of thugs. And anyway, we did have a fairly significant presence besides that down on First Street. We put some assets at the police station. We put some assets in front of City Hall, recognizing that the situation in Seattle, public buildings tend to be targets. And anyway, meanwhile, my police chief wasn't the only one who picked up on this news. There were a large contingency of truck drivers, and I don't know if that means big rigs or pickup trucks, but my understanding is a large group of truckers came into Snohomish and got out of their trucks, and they walked up and down First Street to protect it. Just about every single business owner on First Street came out to stand in front of their own businesses. We had a bunch of bikers come in, and they came down to protect First Street. And so this is the remarkable difference between the Seattle model and the Snohomish model. And the issue is that there were some maybe less desirables who showed up in some of these, in some groups that maybe have reputations that, whether they're warranted or not.
Like who?
Their reputations that are...
Are you referring to the Proud Boys?
I'm not going to give any names because I'm not going to give credit to anything. And I've mentioned Antifa.
You have, and that's kind of why I asked that question, because you point out Antifa, and you should, by the way, point out Antifa. Yes, Antifa groups in this region are out of control.
That's right. They're
but
the
to be
ones
to, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
In the first place,
give me just 1 second, just to point out, Emerald City Antifa has said that they have not. They were not the ones responsible for the posts. At the same time, by the way, though, their Twitter account and their Instagram account has both been suspended. So take that for what it's worth. Usually these accounts don't get suspended.
And everybody's going to have to decide for themselves whether that was whatever that value is. But when you have police agencies of every sort from every municipality practically across Snohomish County showing up with a SWAT team, and I mean, we had officers from Arlington, from Edmonds, Everett, cities all over the area. Washington State Patrol. We had the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis here, and they don't all show up unless there's a credible threat. They don't do this because
I think that, that's fair.
You know, would like to stage something that those who want to challenge this, I find that highly offensive. to our police agencies, to my police chief. And anyway, with all that, what's taken place is there have been some alt-right, alt-left groups that show up. There's actually a motorcycle gang that's known for being notorious. There's some members that showed up as well. And for whatever it's worth, they don't define our town. They come into our town. Our community tends to be welcoming to all people of all races, all colors, all genders. And anyway, so what happens is that there are media types who will come in and take advantage of a certain imagery. Unfortunately, there was some very ugly imagery that happened to show up. They do not define my community.
But let's talk.
They don't speak to what
Mayor
my
Kartak,
chief support.
Mayor Kartak, one moment. I need to take a breath for because I want to throw in some of the questions. And by the way, I can tell that you're upset, and I can tell that this means a lot to you because you care deeply about your community. And for those of you who are just joining us, we're talking with the mayor of Snohomish, John Kartak, of some of these situations that's happened over the past several days of protesters on both sides clashing at times, and we have information to suggest that was posted online that Antifa was going to be showing up, and the law enforcement agencies in Snohomish County took this very seriously. At the same time, you also had Proud Boy members showing up, and there is video of two things that I do think is alarming, and we should talk about it because you don't want it to define the city of Snohomish. So number one, we saw that some members.
Just 1 second. It does not define.
Yes, you do not want it to define our community. So let's call it out. On the one hand, we saw the Confederate flag being carried, which does not make sense in the city of Snohomish. And then number two, there has been video showing an adult, I don't know who he was with, he was part of the counter-protesters, punching in the face a kid, a high school student, who was participating in the Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, just ugly, just terrible.
Both of those things.
And anyway, I can tell you we've had people come into our city ever since Sunday. Actually, on Saturday, the day before this, we had a very peaceful example of people showing up and holding signs and protesting racism, protesting what happened to a poor fella who had a knee put on his neck, and which killed him. And it's one of those things where we had a very peaceful demonstration with maybe up to 500 people the day before. And then when this threat came down for Sunday, they decided they wanted to hit small town America, and America's best small town would be Snohomish. That's why they chose Snohomish. And we did have identified up to five Antifa members that did show up, including a leader who apparently is very recognizable, who was here. And anyway, what they saw was a very unified community, and not just maybe, there certainly were some undesirable elements within this, I think, on the alt-right and alt-left side. And anyway, what they saw let them know that, no, they're not going to burn this town down. And so I put out a message after speaking with people on the phone for nearly the whole entire day straight, and not being able to field probably 90% of my calls that were just rolling in and rolling in, I decided I needed to send out a message so that everybody understands my position as the mayor of this community. I represent a wonderful community. The people who showed up in Snohomish brought ugliness to Snohomish does not represent this community. And I've got friends who live up on the hill that overlooks our valley and towards Snohomish. And even last night, after several people showed up down on First Street of the same, oftentimes of the same nature, they said that in the evening they saw white headlights coming up Highway 9 and turning onto Marsh Road and going out westward toward I-5. The people who are coming into Snohomish to show this ugliness does not define this community. It's outside elements. And sure, are there some people somewhere in the Snohomish community, maybe there's a person or two who doesn't define this community very well? Given. That's a given. But my community itself is very open, very welcoming, very kind. There was a high school student I was told about just a couple years ago who tried a social experiment. Walk up and down Main Street, that's our first street, without talking to a single person. This was for one of their high school classes, I was told. Anyway, they were not able to do it. They tried several times. It was not successful because there's always somebody there who approaches you and says hi. And so the ugliness that certain media types have taken advantage of to besmirch my community and to totally change the nature of what initially took place in my town, where townsfolk and members of this community showed up to protect this town, I find that reprehensible, that my community has been besmirched like this.
I do as well, and I can hear the passion in your voice, and I'm glad you're there speaking out against whomever is on either side of the political aisle or people who aren't political at all. If anyone's going to act out, it's not going to be taken lightly in the city of Snohomish. Their mayor, John Kartak, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Jason. I appreciate you giving me a voice here.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show. We're going to continue this conversation when we return right here on KTTH.